Today we have a special morning conversation. Beginning tomorrow in the city of Carbondale, we'll host an event known as 11 Days for Compassion. Again, as mentioned, starts tomorrow, runs through May 11th. Joining us this morning in the studio to talk about 11 Days for Compassion are its organizers, Diana Sussman, director of the Carbondale Public Library, and Hugh Muldoon. Good morning, both of you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about what is the origin of the 11 Days of Compassion? What's it all about?
The 11 Days for Compassion started with a grant from the American Library Association and the Fetzer Institute called Building Common Ground, Conversations on Community, Civility, and Compassion. I noticed this grant opportunity, and it fit very well with the previous similar event, 11 Days for Peace, which had taken place in commemoration of the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and that was organized by Nonviolent Carbondale, which Hugh and I are both a part of. And the 11 Days for Peace was a similar event in that you had multiple events going on, organized by different organizations for 11 days throughout the community. And we thought it was very successful. There were about 1,000 people all told who participated in the 11 Days for Peace. And we wanted to continue to do similar efforts of some sort. Nonviolent Carbondale was looking for ways to continue with that effort, but at the same time, we didn't want to capitalize on 9/11 continuously. Mm-hmm. It was appropriate for the 10th anniversary, but we wanted to move forward from there. And this grant seemed so serendipitously appropriate. It also called for using some of the resources that had been referred to during the 11 Days for Peace, which is the Charter for Compassion. And the Charter for Compassion is a document that basically talks about the Golden Rule, and it is an outline for how we should treat one another as people. It was called for by Karen Armstrong, who is an author, and she won a TED Award, was given the opportunity to call for a way to make the world a better place, and so she called for the creation of the Charter for Compassion, which was written by people from all over the world collaboratively online, and it has since been it's something that you can join as a community or as an individual. You can go to www.charterforcompassion.org, and you can affirm and sign the Charter for Compassion. So one of the things that we want to do with the 11 Days for Compassion, since we did get the grant to go ahead with these activities, was to ultimately see Carbondale affirm the charter as a city and become a compassionate city. Seattle has done that. Several other cities have done that. You can join it as an organization. You can join it as a church. You can join it as an individual. So that is ultimately one of the goals that we want to see happen after this. So we're seeing the 11 Days for Compassion as somewhat of a launch pad to get Carbondale thinking about what compassion is. It's not nearly as simplistic as of an idea as people may assume. And that one of the elements that has come out of the charter, out of the 11 Days for Compassion planning, was that we needed to have some aspect that was engaging and hands-on. So, and we wanted it to also be something that could be participated in by people of all ages. So we chose as our symbol masks. The reason, the origin for the idea of using masks and mask-making activities throughout the 11 days, and there are 35-plus events. Not all of them are mask-making. Several of them are very intellectual, but the mask-making is an element to it, and that, when I had seen this grant and wanted to begin to write it, it was while the strike was going on at SIU, mm-hmm. and the Occupy movement was going on right in front of Quigley Hall. And I had seen people drive by the Occupy movement and give them food to eat and be very compassionate toward them. I'd also seen people just as frequently drive by and scream obscenities at them, and often those people didn't even know what they were protesting. One person actually stood across and yelled, I don't know what you're protesting. and yet felt compelled to scream at them anyway. It was sort of an open season in a sense for people to behave however it was that they wanted to behave towards someone, whether that was compassion or with disdain. And then at the same time, of course, the strike was going on, and that was very contentious. I'm sure that people tried, and I saw lots of demonstration of people making an attempt to be compassionate in the face of disagreement. I also know of a situation where an undergraduate student, walked through the picket line that first day to go to class, uncertain as to whether she should be going to class, whether that was who she was supporting or not supporting, and what she was supposed to do. And she walked through the picket line and was mm-hmm. screamed at and went home crying. Mm-hmm. So while all this contention was going on campus, at that same time there was an art exhibit that was up in Quigley Hall. And it was masks hanging. It was probably 100 or more masks. Mm-hmm. And to me, it seemed like a very subtle yet obvious symbol of what was going on, because here was this community of faces, all of them very different from one another. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be the perfect symbol, because it's... to me, it really spoke to me of the situation of how people get together as a community and how they face one another, and even in the face of disagreement. So there will be mask making. There are mask displays. Right now there is a large display of masks up at the Carbondale Public Library. There will be mask displays at several businesses in town, at Day Shift Boutique and Cristado's, which are both right near each other on Illinois Avenue, Town Square Market, at the Civic Center, and at the Varsity Center for mm-hmm. the Arts. And there will be mask making opportunities as well. At the Carbondale Public Library, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday afternoons, mm-hmm. you can stop in and you can make a mask. And one of the things that I think has been neat about using masks as the symbol has been that people say, well, what do masks have to do with it? And then I shoot that question right back at them, and they usually give me a more interesting answer than what I had initially even thought of myself. So I think the fact that it's not a clearly obvious symbol, such as if you were making peace signs for peace, mm-hmm. you would have these automatic associations. With masks, you don't necessarily have an automatic association with compassion. So it gives people the opportunity to have to think a little bit further about what it does mean.
Hugh, you've been involved in the Carbondale community for many, many years. Something like this 11 Days of Compassion, how important is this for the community?
Well, we came out of nonviolent Carbondale. What's mm-hmm. what's the other side of violence but compassion? Mm-hmm. We don't need more crimes of assault and so forth. We need compassion. It's whether or not how we talk with each other, how we behave, and it just covers the waterfront. And this particular project does sort of cover the city of Carbondale with the Women's Center involved and so forth. And I'd like to go back to something you said. These 11 days do start on May 1st and go through May 11th, but we've already started. We had the AIDS Memorial Vigil last night. Tonight we have a wonderful discussion of compassion from members of different faiths, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, and so forth. And after that, we have a poetry slam at Gorbeau Gourmet just on compassion. So there's all different aspects. There's the art aspect, the intellectual, the hands-on. The hands-on is beautiful. This is what compassion is all about, doing things. I mean, the hunger sale and the sorting books for prisoners. And we have a couple of other programs on prisoners. And while I've got this mic now, I want to put in the plug. All of this schedule, which is, I don't know, how many events, Diana?
35 plus
events is on our website, nonviolentcarbondale.org. You can go there, nonviolentcarbondale.org, and get a listing of all these wonderful events that people in our community have put on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As you mentioned, a lot more we could talk about. Time is running out, but we're glad that we're able to raise awareness and talk about the 11 Days for Compassion, the events that are going on. Here, as you mentioned, that will begin this evening, and a long list of events are on the website, and we'll have more information on our website at wsiunews.org a little later today. Diana Sussman and Hugh Muldoon, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jeff.